This is The Latest Health, brought to you by the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. In today's program, we speak with Ms. Renee Griffith and Dr. Charles Pierce as they, together, share important information on diabetes and vision. How can you keep your eyes healthy?
My name is Renee Griffith. I am the retinal photographer. My job basically is to take retinal photos of the eyes.
I'm Dr. Charles Spears. So I am the clinical lead for the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program in association with the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
They give their perspectives on the risk factors and how diabetes can lead to vision problems, including diabetic retinopathy, cataract, and an increased risk of developing glaucoma.
Okay, uncontrolled diabetes, it does affect the eyes. The risk factors are persons that had poorly controlled diabetes, person with high blood pressure, persons that are of Asian and Afro-Caribbean ethnic background.
The two main effects really related to diabetes and the eye are that it can cause abnormal blood vessels to grow, and it can cause blood vessels to leak. So when you have these abnormal blood vessels growing, they're more likely to leak and bleed, and that can cause loss of vision. And the fluid that leaks from these abnormal blood vessels can cause the back of the eye to not function as well as it should, and that can also cause loss of vision. And that's the most common cause of vision loss in the working age population.
Dr. Pierce describes how the eye review works and how important it is.
So the recommendation is any diabetic over the age of 12 should have at least an annual review. And obviously, if complications are detected, then you might need to be seen more frequently. But at least once a year, you should be reviewed. What happens, depending on the practitioner who is examining your eye, you might either have a digital photograph, which is what happens at the Diabetes Foundation, or you may have a slit lamp examination if you see an eye healthcare professional. But in both cases, they're going to put drops in to dilate the pupils and then have a look at the back of the eye to see if there's any sign of the diabetic eye changes present. It's not painful. The drops do sting a bit. That's the extent of any discomfort that most people have. It's absolutely essential. It's the most important factor in terms of determining whether you're going to develop diabetic eye disease, and not just diabetic eye changes, but the whole spectrum in relation to the rest of the body. But specifically to the eye, in the very early stages, if you do have diabetic eye changes and you manage to improve your blood sugar control, then some of those changes can actually be reversed. Or if they're more advanced, it might be the case that you can stop it from getting worse, from progressing. But obviously, if they're at the very advanced stage, then treatment is going to be necessary at that point.
Ms. Griffith emphasized how controlling blood sugar levels can prevent vision loss, and that early detection through regular screenings is key.
To reduce the risk of having diabetic retinopathy or to be in an advanced stage of having diabetic retinopathy, you should keep the blood sugar, which is the HbA1c, at levels agreed to by the healthcare team, and also to regularly check your blood sugar to make sure it is not raised, check the blood pressure as well, keep your blood flats, which is the cholesterol, at levels agreed to by the same healthcare team, get professional advice. If you notice any problems with your eyesight, eat a healthy and balanced diet, take your medication, cut down on smoking if you are a smoker. All of those things contribute to the risk of having diabetic retinopathy.
And the final word from Renee and Dr. Pierce.
They should always book for an eye exam here with us at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. 417-0305-4243-3937, which is the same as 243-EYES.
So the main message really is, if you're diabetic, please get your eyes checked. Too often, almost every week, we see patients who've not had their eyes checked for any diabetic change, and they're presenting at the very late stage of the disease process where there isn't as much that you can do to recover the vision.
This has been The Latest Health, brought to you by the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.